We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. That means you can get an endless number of casino games to play right from the comfort and safety of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You have lots of options. You can play slots. You could play blackjack. You can play roulette. We just got done saying Greg over the weekend got his fill of slots and roulette. Meanwhile, I've been playing blackjack. It's all a lot of fun. And what you need to do to play also is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. And Greg, you wrote an article this week on some of the things that Penn State should be looking to accomplish in June. Number one on your list is a return to recruiting. We talked quite a bit about recruiting earlier in the show. What do you mean by a return to recruiting?
Yeah, of course, that would be, Jim, getting things ramped back up again, not just in terms of visits, which we don't know when those will get to happen again, of course, but also return to getting some things going in the right direction and getting some positive momentum. You know, Penn State has been losing out on some guys in terms of the commitments, and they've also been missing out on making the cut for some top players. So it's been a little bit of a challenge so far since that big recruiting run in April and the early part of May. To keep it going. So maybe things will start to slow down here nationally as there's no camps and summer comes and you can start doing more besides just sitting around in the house all day. So we'll see. I'll be interested to see how all this plays out, Jim. But, you know, there's still a lot to figure out, no question. And I just think they have to at some point, they need to get going when it comes to, you know, more positive momentum, you know, and that helps in a lot of different areas. But, they'll get revved up here soon. I have no doubt about that. And we'll see how things play out.
You used a good word there in momentum. We saw, in March or so when they started to get this streak of recruits, including several players from Michigan, and there was all that positive momentum. Then it takes a turn when you see, like in the last couple weeks, where instead of saying, gee, it's interesting that Penn State became a finalist for some of these recruits in their non-traditional recruiting areas. You know, I'm speaking of the two tight ends, one of them from Ohio, one of them from Nevada. And what should be looked at least initially as a positive that you're in a finalist for one of these players, it turns into the negative when you don't get selected. You know, finishing second in a recruiting, that just means you're the first loser in that recruitment. So now it becomes, all right, how do you shift the momentum? And there's only one way. You get a commitment somewhere. Where does that come from? Are there players, are there a couple names that we could put out there that Penn State is still in good position to get in the next, say, couple weeks or couple months, Greg?
Well, that's the thing. I think most of the guys that are at the top of the list at this point are guys who have no interest in deciding until they can go back and visit campuses again. So I think Nolan Rucci obviously tops that board, and he doesn't seem terribly interested in deciding until he can go see things again. I think Tristan Lee is in a similar boat, the five-star offensive lineman from Virginia. You know, Donovan Edwards, Rocco Spindler, two four stars from Michigan. The first one's a back, the second one's an offensive lineman. You know, where are they at this point? I think Penn State sits well with them, but when can they get them back on campus? Same goes for Jaleel Farouk, the four-star receiver out of Maryland, DeHaan Warren, the four-star corner at Lackawanna College. He obviously is number one JUCO player in the nation. He wants to go see some schools before he decides. Penn State sits well in his recruitment, but certainly, you know, he's not going to rush things. So Drew Kendall, a guy, Phil Troutwine, rather, recruited, if I can talk today. You know, Drew Kendall's a guy that Phil Troutwine recruited up at Boston College, and now he's recruiting him here at Penn State. So, you know, he is in the mix at this point. Brock Bowers, a tight end from California, a four-star, you know, he's probably Penn State's last good chance to get a tight end in this cycle unless they go to the kid out of Pittsburgh. But he obviously can't fly across the country to visit campus right now. So don't fret. There's a lot of names still on the board for Penn State at this point in time. But there's not a whole lot of, you know, there's not a whole lot of movement in terms of commitments or anything like that.
And I think we've got to be aware that several of these players probably, they may have a real good feel of where they want to go, but the ability to make trips, to make these visits to the different schools is important to them. And that is just not available to these players right now and won't be until who knows when. It may be into the fall. And the advantage, too, of visiting a campus in the fall is games are going on. You get to see the game environment. And again, game environment might be very different this season, but you still can visit during a game weekend, which is probably important to several of these players.
Yeah,
all
no,
right.
Think,
next
Jim,
up.
I was just going to say real quick, Jim, that I think at this point,
go ahead.
Games or no games, they just need to be able to get guys back to campus, period. And obviously game weekends at this moment in time appear to be the next good opportunity to get anyone on campus. But even if it's not, even if it's for just a trip up, if the season's delayed, but you can have guys on campus again, you know, I just think as soon as the moment that you can have guys back on campus, they need to do so, try and keep moving things forward.
And, you know, I think many of us could relate to this where, sure, it's great to be able to work with people where you have audio or even the video conferencing, but it's still not the same as that as an in-person visit. So think a little bit about your own business and not be able to be with your coworkers or with your clients face-to-face. Yes, you can do a lot, but you can't do everything. It's not exactly the same. All right. Next up on your board here, Greg, is updating transfer portal entries. And this is something I think many of us have forgotten about, which is Penn State is over the allotted limit of scholarship players right now. And something has to be done about this, correct?
Yes, no doubt. Well, unless the NCAA would open it up and say, look, because everything going on, we're not going to hold you to 85. Maybe we'll make it 90 or 95 scholarships. I don't see that being the case, though. So, yeah, they're going to have to shed two scholarships at some point. How do you do that? The transfer portal is one option. You know, you could take two scholarships away from guys, which, you know, that's the one maybe thing that we don't know is that they give scholarships to walk-ons. Typically, they're only for a semester or two semester, or whatever, so they could have some flexibility that way. But, you know, the easiest way to shed scholarships, Jim, is for guys to enter the transfer portal. So nobody did yet between the end of the, you know, the spring semester and the start of the summer semester. But, you know, I wonder between summer sessions one and two, which you're looking at late June, early July, if we could see some guys enter the transfer portal then and try and find a home. But the problem is you can't go visit anywhere right now. You know, the rules of being in the transfer portal apply similarly to, you know, high school recruits as they do guys that are in college. So they can't go visit schools and check things out for themselves. So I don't know. It's going to be a major challenge. I'm sure it'll all work itself out. It always does. But it's not going to be easy, that's for sure.
Well, you're exactly right. And it always does work out. It has to. I mean, those are the rules. You got to get down to this number of scholarships. Now, you had mentioned earlier about, you know, walk-ons. They are often, if there's scholarships available in a season, they will be given a scholarship for that season. And then it's, I hate to say taken away from them. It's a matter of they've been given a scholarship for one season only. Does Penn State have any players who are in that scenario where they were walk-ons, were given the scholarship last season, and are still part of that count wherever we're at now, 87, 88, whatever it is?
Yeah, I don't believe so, Jim. I know that one guy that there's been questions about is Isaac Lutz. I don't count him on my board at this point. So I don't think that's the case right now. But, you know, sometimes they don't release things that they do in terms of scholarships, and we're just kind of left guessing at times. So it's about the best answer I can give at this point.
All right. And typically out of 87 players, there's probably some who, you know, there's the conversation that happens. And depending on how you want to phrase it, the negative way is players get processed. The positive spin is having a very candid discussion with players who may not see the field at Penn State and, you know, it's suggested to them or recommended, hey, if you want to get on the field, perhaps this is a time to look for other opportunities. So that's the tough conversation that James Franklin and his staff are going to have. The other entry that you have on here, Greg, is getting back to recruiting in July, perhaps without camps, and with the thought that there are plenty of decommits out there going to be happening. So you have to gear up and prepare for that in a little bit of a different way.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. You have to be looking ahead to what all of this means and what is, you know, not just on the commitment front, but also the decommitment front. And, you know, Penn State has to be ready that when a guy decommits from them, that they're ready to fill a spot. I don't think they'll have as many as most schools will. But the other thing I would say is that, you know, once guys decommit from other schools, they have to be ready to pounce and be in position to get that kid on campus and thinking about Penn State, whatever that's able to do so. And so, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of things to consider here with the return to campus and everything else. Again, the dead period runs through the dead period runs through the end of July, and then August is typically a pretty slow month. So we'll have to wait and see if the NCAA changes its calendar at all. But yeah, there's a lot for Penn State to get squared away here as it readies to return to campus at some point and at least announce a plan to do so.
And you mentioned about ready to pounce on decommits from other schools. Penn State is probably, just like other schools, still talking to some of these guys who have made commitments to other schools. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, of course. And, you know, it works both ways, obviously. But, yeah, Penn State certainly is staying in touch with guys committed to other schools and trying to keep a toe in the water for, again, when visits can happen again. That's kind of the thing everyone's watching for.
All right. That is going to have to be it for our show this week. Greg, thank you so much. Thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. And make sure you join us for the next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.